True Story, Part 2.
Dear Professor Henslow, here are some plants and insects not known in England.
In 1833, Charles stays on land for several months.
Safe journey, Captain! We will meet in Bahia Blanca, Darwin.
The Pampas of Patagonia, southern Argentina.
Look, Darwin. These rare birds are difficult to catch. Incredible! They look like small ostriches. Are they a distant cousin?
Charles is so surprised that he forgets to shoot.
I prefer to watch the birds, not shoot them.
Later.
I know where to find some huge bones. Let's go.
This looks like the shell of a giant armadillo, but they no longer exist.
Captain Fitzroy will not be happy, but I must take these discoveries back.
In March 1834, Charles receives a letter from Reverend Henslow.
The samples you have sent are excellent quality. Scientists in England are fascinated by them. Henslow.
I hope my father is proud of me.
Charles explores the Andes Mountains.
How did these shells get up here? It's 4,000 meters above sea level. The geologist Charles Lyell was right. Mountains are formed from slow movement on the Earth's surface over millions of years. The Earth is older than it says in the Bible.
In 1835, the Beagle stops for a month in the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific Ocean.
How did this ugly animal arrive on this island?
Later, with a local guide.
I can look at a tortoise's shell and tell you which island it comes from.
Really? So there are different tortoises on different islands?
On another island.
I am going to explore the volcano. Shoot a few finches for me so I can study them.
On the 2nd of October, 1836, after travelling around the world, the Beagle returns to England.
I have been travelling for 5 years without seeing my family.
Ha! Look how your brother has changed, girls.
He is only 27 and he is famous.
Charles, I'm going to give you money so that you can continue with your work.
Charles marries his cousin Emma.
Let's stay near London, where scientists are studying my collections.
Mm-hmm. 10 years later, Darwin is raising pigeons. He selects some to create different species.
Look, children. I bred pigeons with different coloured feathers by choosing which ones to mate.
How is that possible?
That is what your father is trying to explain, William. Charles rereads all the notes he made on the Beagle.
These tortoises only live on the Galapagos. The finches have a different beak on each island. It shows that changes can happen within one species.
In 1855, he gets a letter from the explorer, Alfred Wallace.
Like me, Wallace concludes that nature creates species by selecting the animals that are best adapted.
On the 1st of July, 1858, at a meeting of scientists in London.
Mr. Lyell, it's your turn. I want to talk to you about the theories of Charles Darwin and Alfred Wallace.
In November 1859, Darwin's book is published. It is heavily criticized.
What? He says natural selection happens without God's help.
And humans are animals? What a scandal!
Charles Darwin dies in 1882 at the age of 73. He is buried next to other famous men and women in Westminster Abbey, London. Darwin's ideas have been accepted, expanded, and never proved wrong. The end.